Pending a ruling by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, that latter court decided to block the law once again. Heavy fighting has been raging around the Gaza Strip's biggest hospital. Day two of the Israeli military raid aimed at rooting out Hamas terrorists operating in and around that facility. At the opening bell, the Dow down 62 points. More details, srnnews.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-932-8603 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-932-8603. That's 800-932-8603. What do you have to lose? Call 800-932-8603. Again, 800-932-8603.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another frosty start this morning, but temperatures are starting to recover on this first full day of spring. Lots of sunshine today, a little warmer, high 72, partly cloudy, not as cold tonight, low 45. Tomorrow's high in the low to mid 70s with a sun and cloud mix, with scattered showers returning Thursday night into Friday, but dry for the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The third annual Battle of Goat Hill, where members of the Alabama House and State Senate put aside their political differences for a mostly friendly game of softball, takes place tonight at Biscuit Stadium. Tickets are just $10, which goes to benefit the Big Oak Ranch. First pitch, 5:30 tonight. A correctional officer at Julia Tutwiler Prison has resigned after being charged with using an official position for personal gain. Toshiba Watkins was arrested when an investigation determined she had received at least $1,000 in Cash App payments from an inmate. The Black College World Series will return to Montgomery for a fourth time this season. The BCWS will take place in downtown Montgomery at Riverwalk Stadium from May 8th to 11th. The capital city will welcome 8 historically black colleges and universities for the tournament. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ertis.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And the way go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Hope you're having a great morning so far. It is a Wednesday here in the heart of God's country, the 20th day of March. In the year of our Lord, 2024, the year is flying by. Are we already, we think we're past the third. Yeah.
It's spring.
We're basically a third of the year is
spring
over already. Is that right? Or is it a fourth of the year? Fourth of the year.
Three times four.
Fourth of the year.
It's early. And Scott's good at math, but.
Yes. I'm more better at English. More gooder at English than
you know
I am
I'm
math.
I'm more gooder at English as well. I do want to say that my son and the UAB basketball team has taken off on their way to Spokane, and so I wanted to wish them well.
Is it Spokane?
Spokane.
It's not Spokane. There's an E on the end. That's what Allison would be saying to me. There's an E on the end, Scott Beeson.
It's tomato, tomato.
Oh, I got you. Potato, potato. Which,
as I'm listening to the Espen people, Spokane is generally what they say. I don't care.
I don't care
that they're going.
I mean, we learned
that
yesterday.
Three Alabama teams are going.
When Caroline
That's
was
right.
on with us.
That's right.
That, you know, different places pronounce different words the same way. And I thought of another one.
What's another word?
In Coleman County, they have Berlin, which is spelled B-E-R-L-I-N. L-I-N. And Coleman is was founded by Germans. But somewhere along the line, they decided that maybe we won't say Berlin. We'll just say Berlin.
Well.
Which, you know, might have had a good reason or might not have had a good reason at some point in time. But it's, you know, things change depending on how you pronounce them.
So well, they do change.
Spokane.
So, Spokane. Think it's ironic the three Alabama teams are there, but that's fine. We got to play close to home last year.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it,
but
too.
We did.
I mean, it's odd. Even my wife last night, she's like, "Why are the Alabama teams all going to the same place?"
I know, right?
Is it because the NCAA did it on purpose? That's why.
Yeah, it's true.
It really is.
So hopefully we plan to get past San Diego State, and a couple of our guys have been there before. Not San Diego State; they've been in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But go Alabama teams. All right. My husband said I'm not allowed to cheer for Stanford, even though that's where I graduated.
Why not?
Well, because he said I'm a UAB fan now. And I said, well, but that's my school.
Sanford's playing somebody else.
They are our people. They're playing Kansas, which Kansas has friends of ours. Son is on the team. So
I'm just excited for young men to have the opportunity to go out, be a part of this. Go Alabama, but go Blazers.
Go Blazers.
Go Blazers.
Go Tide.
Go Blazers. Also, I hope Coach Kennedy will keep up the hilarious texts that he puts out, because he's a great texter, by the way.
Who does he text? Is he texting or tweeting?
Just tweeting. He's funny.
Okay.
I enjoy his verve.
Okay.
You'll see it if you watch him on the sidelines, and I hope that we will continue to watch him on the sidelines of Alabama, but UAB. But I noticed that when he's not in the stress of the regular season, the things he tweets out
are interesting, funny.
Funny, pithy.
We have not done our picks. When's the last day? Do we have to do our... Well, Sky will know.
Sky knows all the
Sky's
things.
Sky's our resident gambler. Advisor.
Prognosticator.
I like prognosticator. That's a good word,
When
Sky.
Do I have to have my bracket done? Because I usually stress out. Do I have to have that done before this play-in night tonight?
No, you don't have to do that. Just when they get it down to 64 teams.
Okay.
Oh.
So I have until
Sunday?
Tomorrow.
I'd get it done before tomorrow morning, yes.
Okay, so get it done tonight.
Yeah, that'd be the best way to go.
We need to have a little group of us.
I mean, I know who's going to win.
You can manage that CBSSports.com if you want to. You can create your own.
What about the ESPN one? Is there an NCAA one?
I'm sure there are. We normally, Late Night Underground has always been with CBS Sports. That's just the way we started.
Okay, so they do a great job.
Do all your listeners do it on the same thing you do? Is it a competition among your listeners?
Yes. Yes.
So there's no limit to how many people can be in the group?
No, not that. We've never reached the limit. Not yet.
No, see, we're behind.
We are behind. We probably should do that.
Today.
We need to do it today.
Even though we know who's going to win.
Let's not say it out loud.
No, are we going to say it out loud? We're going to say it at the same time who's going to win. But we're going to say their name. Okay?
What do you mean?
We're going to, of all our people, if we had to pick the NCAA tournament, we need to say the name of the person who's going to win.
Okay, they're going to win the bracket.
They're going to win the bracket.
Not the tournament, because I know who's going to win the tournament.
No, I know who's going to win the bracket among the Alabama Unfiltered Radio hosts and listeners.
Okay, all right, ready?
We're going to say it on three. You ready? One, two, Amy Scott. Beth.
That was
Going to win.
That's what I...
You're going to win. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to analyze it. I'm going to say, here's the odds. Sky's going to do it, like, down to the you know, he knows...
Okay, I'll do my best.
Whose shoes are the most slippery, who has the most athletes, the whole nine yards.
Hey, whose players are out, whose players are not sick.
Right. And you're going to pick it based on...
My gut.
Whether you like their uniforms.
You know what?
And you're going to win.
I am.
It's annoying.
And I'm okay with that, because it's the way things go. Like, I've only just now gotten with the color green, and I've decided that if God put it on leaves, I can be okay with it.
Right.
And then I finally met our athletic director, and he's great. So I've decided I'll wear green. But if we've played the team, either last year or this year, I will go according to what I have seen.
You'll evaluate.
And I realize I've listened well. My husband and my son have taught me well. And my mother-in-law knows a lot about basketball. So, yes, we'll pick it. But I'm also going to declare, I'm not going to say it out loud. I'm just going to write it down who I think is going to win.
Our friendly neighborhood.
I happen to agree with my husband.
Our friendly neighborhood bracketology venture. I think 2 years ago was one... by my daughter, and I think last year the across the street neighbor's wife.
Okay, all right, I'm going to carry it on.
That's just the way.
Hoist the flag.
Power to the women.
And I'm just going to run through
who they're like. Any teams in particular?
Okay, so people are obviously gunning for UConn, but the problem is they're all headed out to Spokane, and that means Auburn and UConn will have to play pretty early on, and nobody really wants that. I think that if we had separated the teams a little bit more, nobody's even talking about Alabama. That's a problem.
Didn't they lose four of their last six games or something?
Well, they did. So people are thinking that it's going to be UConn. They're not sure that North Carolina, and I'm not saying this, is as good as they seem. I think they are. I think R.J. Davis is unbelievable and is on fire. I think it'd be a fun game to see, UConn and North Carolina. I think that people are saying that Samford, because Kansas has their best player out right now could actually be a Cinderella first round, perhaps second round. But even one of the guys on the show last night suggested that he was going to stick with his Samford pick. And I say, as a graduate, go Dogs. But my husband said, I can't wear a Samford Bulldog t-shirt. I can only wear UAB Blazer shirt. And then I think that those are the ones that I'm hearing about. I'm sure I'm missing the whole swath of it because we had the last four in last night, and North Texas, who we played, the Mean Green, destroyed LSU. So I think what you're seeing now is that there is very little parity between there's this super elite rarefied air, mm-hmm. and then you have everybody else.
So there is parity.
And I think there is not as much where before there was just the top four and that's it. You've got maybe the top two. Okay. And then you've got a whole swath of teams that are really good.
Could all beat each other.
Transfer portal mm-hmm. has made people go, huh.
Well, UConn is the big money favorite right
yes,
now.
Yes, UConn. And I'm with you on that.
So the first four in, part of those games happened last night?
Yes.
We were working on other stuff.
Yes.
Did all of those games happen last night? Because it used to happen no, they didn't. They had to have a day to travel. So, so it has been happening.
Tuesday,
so I am
last
behind.
Four. I don't know who played after LSU and North Texas. I wasn't paying attention. You know what? I'm wrong. They were in the NIT. The game last night was between Virginia and somebody else, and I believe that Virginia did not win in that last four-in game. I don't know, but what I do know is that this is the most wonderful time of year.
You love this time, huh?
And I've already decided what we're having for lunch on Friday, whether my boys win or lose.
Okay.
I know what we're going to have for lunch while we watch the game. I'm going to jet out of here after the show is over.
Okay.
But I'm with you, Sky. I think UConn, it's their year. They have been unstoppable since the beginning. I don't know who can stop them, except I'll be honest, Auburn is very dangerous.
That's what I wanted to mention.
And they are on their way up. And I admire Auburn's program. I think Bruce Pearl is amazing. I have I really like Nate Oates as well. We've met all of them. We're very blessed in our state. But I think Auburn could strike lightning in a bottle.
Auburn has the seventh best odds, according to Vegas, of winning the whole thing, which is kind of surprising for a number four seed. Of course, Auburn kind of got railed winning the SEC tournament and then still drawing a fourth seed. But Auburn is currently plus 1,700 to win the tournament, which is surprising for a four seed.
Yeah.
I like Purdue a lot as well.
I love Purdue. Matt Painter and that squad, he is a great coach.
Well, if Purdue historically, if they can hold it together against a very athletic team, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
But they keep running into these athletic teams who all of a sudden start shooting the lights out when they usually don't. And it's tough for Purdue to hang. They're a fundamentally sound team, mm-hmm. but they're not usually super fast. So who won those games last night? It was Wagner and Howard in Colorado State and Virginia.
Wagner beat up on poor Howard, 71-68. And Colorado State, surprisingly, just destroyed Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia was slow. They were out of sync. They just didn't have anything to offer last night. I didn't think.
Well, but they sure didn't show up. They didn't bother to show up. By the way, those of you filling out your brackets, we're still waiting on a perfect bracket after all these years. And the odds, what do you think the odds are of filling out a perfect bracket?
A perfect bracket.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. God. 1 in 5 million?
Think a little higher.
1 in 21 million?
Keep going.
50 million.
Keep going.
150 million.
Let's move on to the next.
a billion?
Keep going.
A trillion?
How about 9.2 quintillion?
Okay, so it's basically impossible.
Now, a quintillion, for those of you scoring at home, is 1 billion billions. So keep filling out those brackets.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, you've got a better chance of getting struck by lightning three times today than...
Thanks for that cheery news, Sky.
Let me...
I'll keep trying, though. I'll get a little closer every
You know day. How we were talking about the NCAA, and I was saying that, look, the NCAA acts... There's no doubt they look at the teams and they decide, hey, we want to send this team to play that team. And I used the example a couple of days ago that in the men's and women's tournament, they pitted first round Texas A&M against Nebraska.
Yes.
Because there's been the big kerfuffle with the Nebraska AD going to Texas A&M.
Correct.
The chances of both of those programs having to play each other in the men's and women's is slim to none.
Yeah,
there is a USA Today article about the Iowa women's team. That's where Caitlin Clark plays.
Oh, they don't want her to succeed.
Yes, they're making... Iowa's the number one seed, and they have put them in a bracket where they have to play Kansas State, which already beat Iowa.
Correct. I watched that game.
They have to play LSU, which is the defending national champion, and UCLA, and USC, and South Carolina.
All right.
For them to win a national championship, they have to play all the other powers on the way. So why do they hate Caitlin Clark in Iowa?
Because she's a Christian.
Oh. Got my answer. We'll be back.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of Central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
AC by LeCroyer is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylequire.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by LeCroyer, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by LeCroyer.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
License 84417.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to the Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Sky, we did an update really quick.
Nothing really new. Talked to Martha a couple times yesterday. She's just right now we're waiting on insurance to approve her move to a rehabilitation facility here in Montgomery.
Okay. So, but she'll be closer, and you'll get to go see her, and that will definitely help her, no doubt.
Definitely. That's what she needs. She's just getting, you know, weaker and weaker. And they're really not set up for physical therapy at UAB. They're sending some people around every day, but we need her in a full-time, dedicated rehabilitation facility. So
absolutely. We'll pray for that.
Please do. I'd appreciate
absolutely.
It. Hopefully we can get that solved today and get her back in Montgomery very, very soon.
I hope so, too. Thank you, Sky. So we brought a friend of ours, many of you who will remember, it's Brian Dawson from 1819news.com, and we needed Brian to give us some of his thoughts on basketball, the bracket, the NCAA tournament.
Riveting sports commentary.
He's very much into sports.
He loves it so much. I've never met anybody who loves sports more than Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys. I was just hooked. As soon as you guys started talking basketball, I ran over to the door and sat down. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm hanging on every word.
I got a way in, too.
You know, and so I wanted to make some prognostications.
Sure. Okay, go. We can't wait.
Some of the teams, you know, I think the teams that are going to bounce the ball and throw it at the hole better than the other teams that are going to bounce the ball and get up and then dunk it into the hole. And whoever dunks the ball into the hole more than the other people that throw the ball at the hole when they're bouncing it, they're going to win. And I feel very strongly, that Auburn is going to throw and dunk the ball in the hole and bounce it, moving up and down the court, and then keep the other team from bouncing and throwing the ball into the hole.
Yes.
At a superior rate.
Right.
More gooder. Yeah, more gooder.
I can tell you watch a lot of basketball.
Oh, it's my favorite.
You got it down, man.
Yeah. And so I'm just really excited.
That made me hot about that.
I hope that throughout the tournament you'll drop in and offer more suggestions.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my call to do play-by-play.
Well, you know, CBS.
I'm a big deal now.
The Gumbel guy, he's gone. Yeah. He's sick right now. So I feel like they should just call you up.
Well, Eli Gold is out, and so I was thinking about, you know. And,
you can do that one.
Yeah, throw the football, catch the football, kick the football real good. I stole that from Scott Beeson, actually.
Yeah, which I stole from somebody that I've owned a long time ago.
Boy. In all reality, I used to be a sports idolater. I was huge
into it. Like
Denver Broncos to the core, Denver, you know, the Nuggets to the core, Colorado Avalanche to the core, Colorado Rockies to the core. That was my thing. And again, I was away from society for a while where I had a lot of time to focus on things like sports. And watching the Lakers beat the Nuggets every year in the Western Conference Finals every year, I just gave up on basketball.
Okay.
And, you know, but I, like, when I watched it all the time, it was like back in the Michael Jordan days. And I just
felt that's when basketball was real.
Correct.
Yeah, that was real.
Now
and
it's
it
a
was good.
Softer version.
LeBron James.
That's why I like college basketball better than the pros, because the college kids, especially during this time of the year, I mean, they will.
They're trying
to sacrifice their bodies.
But I will say, where I grew up, college basketball was huge. So I was in Wichita, Kansas. You had Wichita State University Shockers.
Oh, yeah.
But then you also had the Jayhawks. And so we were in the Blue Bloods. So I did grow up watching March Madness every year, watching KU, Roy Williams before he went back to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I mean, so like I was in it, but I, you know, and then becoming a father of a son who's a phenomenal athlete, and just the ridiculous time commitment that is him playing sports, and it's like, do I ever get to hang out with my son?
No,
can I have him?
No.
And so they did like this team. So they like they have games six days a week. They have games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
and
word.
Then they canceled the game, and they're like, okay, so we're gonna do a bowling night. And I'm like, nope, no, we're not.
Right.
And it was like, why wasn't he at the bowling night? I'm like, because we kept him home to spend time with us. And they were like, everyone was like baffled. Right. Like, why would you do that? Why would you spend time with your kid when he could be with the team?
It's a weird thing because, like, when COVID happened, you know, I thought the great Wuhan holiday. It was one of the most fun times we ever had. And most of the parents that we know.
It's an interesting take on that.
My kids came home from college, and I'm like, oh, we're all here.
Right. Yeah. Well, we did all the things in the neighborhood while everybody else was afraid they're going to die, masking up and all that kind of thing. One night we had, I think it was 18 kids in our backyard playing volleyball.
Sure.
18 kids from the neighborhood, parents from up and down the street. We would cook out, but there was no travel ball. And so the kids were playing in the neighborhood. And so that's one of the things we noticed is that travel ball takes so much time, and you really are, that's your thing. And like Brian just said, sometimes you don't spend time with your kids. You go to the events with them, but you're not really spending time with your kids. But part of it is because sports has changed so much. These high school kids are playing at the level that college kids used to play.
Sure.
And the college kids are playing at the old pro level. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps pushing down and pushing down. And if your child can compete or wants to compete, they have to put in time or they get left behind. Yeah. So it's a weird thing.
It is. And so my big thing when I grew up, it was like character formation was huge. And so I'm having Jeremiah Castile on the podcast later. Mm-hmm. And it's talking about the Bear Bryant days when it was all about character formation. And actually the better men you made, the more games you won. It was like direct
right. They were tied together.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then even in my day, I was very blessed to have a baseball coach that basically, you know, in a way saved my life because, you know, I had rough upbringing, whatever. Right. And he was huge, huge there for me. And so I definitely see the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel the character formation stuff is not as strong. My son plays on a great baseball team, has a great coach. Like, I'm not complaining about that at all. I think we're very blessed with the team that he's on. And they don't play on Sundays. They don't play on Wednesdays. Like,
that's big.
And so, love that. But it's my job to shape my child's character, right? And I think what we've done is like we've outsourced the discipleship of our children to youth groups and children's programs and football coaches and baseball coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've done by doing that is we think that these people can do it better. And it's not that they can't help. It's that if we don't have that core responsibility of it's my job to train my children in the faith, it's my job to shape and mold their character, it's my job to do that, and other people can be involved in that, that's fine. But if I don't own that responsibility, right, and I'm outsourcing it, it's not good.
And so much more of youth sports is now about the win, which I'm for, but you lose some of the character development when everything's about the winning. And that's just the way it is. Hey, we got to take a break. Brian Dawson is with us. Lots of stuff to talk about today. I guess we'll consider him taking Allison's spot.
Okay.
We already tried Greg Phillips.
Yeah, we'll try him.
We'll work it out. We'll be back.
with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Days are longer and our prices are lower at Cafco's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prices and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Refreshments served Thursday through Saturday. Don't miss our designer demos Saturday, March 23rd at 1 p.m. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. Cafco's Spring Open House Sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
This spring, mow with a float with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
First full day of spring and temperatures are starting to turn around as the cold begins to fade. Today, not quite as cool with a high temperature up to about 72. Lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight lower in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, high in the low to mid-70s, with the risk of showers returning Thursday night into Friday, but a dry weekend ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Turn it up.
Welcome back. Ooh, I choked myself up with that one. But talking about the show between the shows, let's ask Brian Dawson a not sports question, an unsports question.
Yeah.
So 1819news.com is having a big impact here in the state of Alabama. And I found it fascinating that the national news organizations have begun to respond at times to stories that y'all are running, things that you are talking about, way more than they used to respond to their buddies over at AL.com and those kinds of things. So what's going on with 1819 News and what kind of things are happening?
Yeah, so one of the things that we realized, there was a lot of different patterns, and I've talked about them a lot on this show, on Joey's show, and then on other radio shows about corporate-sponsored journalism was something that we needed to fix. If corporations are sponsoring journalism, you don't have real journalism, right? And so that's why we need people to sign up, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so you have corporate-sponsored journalism, you have Soros-sponsored journalism in Alabama, and all these other things. But one of the other things that we observed in conservative media overall is that the drumbeat of conservative media is liberals say or do, conservatives react. So a liberal outlet, some big national liberal outlet, mm-hmm. will say something, mm-hmm. and then Steve Bannon and all these other people will be like, oh my God, can you believe this idiot? And then that is conservative media, is it's all reactionary. And what we're doing by being reactionary is we're actually deferring to the left as the institution of record by doing that.
Yeah, if they're setting the game plan. Correct. Here's what we're going to do, and then we're just about what. Okay,
we're not leading. We're reacting.
Okay,
and so we said we are not going to do that. We're not going to go say this liberal outlet said that. You know, we'll occasionally throw some rocks at AL.com for fun, but more than anything,
we're fun because they cannot catch.
Yeah,
just like pump right in the head.
But we're going back to sports.
Yes, I'm sorry.
We can't help
but
it.
We just go and we originate the news. We have real reporters that are muckrakers at heart that are out there beating the pavement, pressing the flesh, asking real questions of people about things that really matter to Alabamians. And by doing that, we become the leader. We become the ones that are driving the news cycle in the state. And the evidence that we've been able to achieve that is, I can give you three separate occasions where the national media has responded to us. I'm talking New York Times, mm-hmm. CNN, and then obviously with the Bubba Copeland situation, the World.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But the Huntsville City School teacher, James Miller, that was moonlighting as a drag queen, reading books to kids, making sexual quips. That happened. We reported on that. They gave him a 2-week paid suspension. We continued to dig. Craig did and found him on a podcast called Look Who's Tucking, where he admitted to strategic. I know. Let that simmer and set.
Wow.
Let that snuggle in like a tuck-friendly swimsuit. All right. So that we reported that, and then he retired after that story broke. Well, the New York Times actually flew an entire team down here, and this is the same pattern that they do on every one of these things, mm-hmm. is they humanize the pervert, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, man, tell us about your feelings, pervert.
Right.
Tell us about your this, child groomer.
Right.
Oh, look, he has feelings, too. Tell us about, your friends. And they it's the same play they always run, and then the same thing with Bubba Copeland, and I did a podcast with Andrew McLean yesterday, and he was running through all the different reels that I wasn't really paying attention to, how they were, making him seem like he was a completely normal person who just had this little bitty tiny smidgen of a thing that wasn't really that big a deal.
Right.
Look how human he is. And so obviously, so the New York Times comes in on the James Miller Huntsville drag queen, Bubba Copeland. When that happened, we were literally front page news on the New York Times, Washington Post, you name it, CNN, everything for 3 weeks, which was insane, death threats and everything else. Well, now we have caused quite a stink in this Prattville Library situation. And this is pertinent to the people listening because Ray Bowles is a Blue Water Broadcasting sponsor, and he is a stud. Mm-hmm. And somehow, in God's great sense of humor and good providence and benevolence to the people of Prattville, mm-hmm. Ray Bowles is now the chairman of the Prattville Library Board.
Yes! Okay,
which
then
is the most amazing thing I think I've heard since starting 1819 News. And that's the vision, is that we want the people to take their institutions back, and the people have taken it. And so now every single member of the Prattville Library Board is now gone and resigned, and it's going to be conservatives from the community that take this board over. Well, the last one, you know, the how I pictured it, I don't know, so this is my interpretation of it, it's probably not accurate, was Ray Bowles grabbing this guy by the ear and dragging him out and throwing him off the front steps is how I saw it going in my head. I don't know if that's how it went. But this Prattville Library Director, I think his name was Foster or whatever, and now CNN is interviewing him, and he's on, I mean, look at the guy's picture, how squirrely. And what are they doing? They're talking about, you know, his, you know, what a human he is, and AOL.com.
How dare they throw him off the line? He didn't.
Yeah. And that's
he just cared about children.
They did. Yeah. He just, and that's the best they have to offer.
But look, it technically is correct. I mean, he cares about children.
He does care about children.
A little bit too much. Yeah. And so, but I'll just read this. So it's the article by Wildesha Morris at AOL.com. Prattville Library cuts hours, programs if staff quit. Quote, hard to have hope. There's no hope.
It's also hard to have hope when you're advocating that same-sex marry and can't procreate.
So yeah. Well, but
he's chop shopping books. Right? Yeah. And
but
I'm just saying.
And that's the whole thing. It's like, okay, you are literally trying to preserve the ability for people to have pornographic books with not just pornographic, but pornographic with the express intent to groom children and get them to question their gender and sexuality. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that's what's going on. But so here's the article. It says Bailey Smith gave notice to leave her job at the Autauga Prattville Library on Monday. She wondered aloud what she could do with her free time. My first thought is I finally get to focus on potty training, said the former children's librarian with a laugh. As a single mom, Smith's son is her singular focus, but she's looking forward to, quote, helping him through this big phase in his life. What does this have to do? But do you see how they, it's the humanizing of like, oh, wow. Yes. And it's this thing that they, it's like, look, like, we get that we're all humans and we're all dealing with this and we have, but no one ever comes in with the facts. And it's like, yeah, no, like, they should, if you're going to defend them on the fact that you also believe that grooming literature should be in the libraries. Just say that.
That's what it's all about.
Come in and do that kind of, you know.
It's like we say on the show so many times, there are a lot of liberal folks, left-wing folks who I think are fairly nice people. I don't mind, you know, hey, great neighbor, whatever, because people will say, well, you're my neighbor, but they're great people. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But I don't want them in charge of the library. I don't want them in charge of the school system. I don't want them in charge of the legislature. I don't want them deciding the, you know, the direction that our culture goes.
Right.
But I'm not them individually. I hope the best for them.
Well, sure.
But
coming
against...
why
are we putting them in leadership positions?
That's right. I mean, we're coming against the sin, not the person.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's hard for people to understand. Mm-hmm. And it's also very hard, though, when you're talking to these people, and we all know them, to get them to just give a yes or no answer when it comes to defending what they say. So, mom, who's potty training, and who in this room hasn't done that, you're saying you're for that, yes or no. They can't even do that because they can't be honest.
Right.
And that, whew.
And it, the space camp guy, you know, with a penis that's in the women's ward.
Right.
That guy, right? And then how do they report that? You know, whatever the guy's name is, and, you know, he has feelings, and he's a person, too. It's like, yeah, no, we get that. We're not saying that he's not a human. Right. We're saying that he shouldn't be allowed in the women's ward in the space camp where people are dropping their children off and trusting them.
Right.
And by his very nature... Anyway, I got a whole other rant I could go on.
It's exactly the same kind of thing. There's this disconnect we have in society, because I used to bring this one up. So you would say, okay, you send your little boys and they're in the Cub Scouts or your little girls. We don't allow with Girl Scouts, whatever they are, Brownies. We don't allow men to be their troop leaders. We don't allow men to go camping with them. We don't allow men to be in the tents with them at night.
Yeah.
Because that would just be wrong and dumb.
Right. Yeah.
And then we turn right around with the Cub Scouts, the boys, and we're fine with homosexual men taking little boys out, but we weren't fine with heterosexual men taking little girls out because we thought something crazy might happen. So it's just this whole disconnect. And we talked about it on the show, Brian, a little bit. We got to take a break, I know. How we just refuse to speak the truth.
Yeah.
People on our side do sometimes.
Yep.
We gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
The Harriet Two Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet Two now at funinmontgomery.com.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $24 to $30 per hour, plus monthly bonus opportunities, free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days, 401k and profit-sharing programs offered, home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I see Professor Byron P. Democritus out there, but we have Brian Dawson on for a few more moments. So let's, Brian, you wanted to expand a little bit more on what's going on.
Sure, yeah. And so we'll go to space camp.
Let's okay. I always wanted to go
to space camp.
I wanted to go to space camp
when
I was little.
It's like band camp with, but nerdier.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Anyway. So we're going to space.
Are you sure?
I don't have no idea.
So, I would suggest to you that perhaps it is a little nerdier than that.
Yeah. Anyway, so many jokes. So But let's just go into this whole thing. And again, I think it's all about premise and where are you arguing from? What worldview are you arguing from? And I think it goes to immigration. Let me make my case here. When a person is over here, so when someone comes over the border illegally, they are a criminal by their very nature.
Correct.
And so when you say, wow, that person is a criminal, and they're like, what are you talking about? He's just, you know, wants to, you know, make money for his family or whatever. Right. How's he a criminal? I'm like, well, he crossed the border illegally. So by definition, he is a criminal. Every single person who is here illegally is a criminal by definition. They have broken the law. They understood that it was the law, and then they broke the law. And so if you're here illegally, you are inherently a criminal. And the same exact thing with people who are trans or in this weird deviant space, by their very nature, there's something wrong with them as far as their sexuality goes. Something, you'd call it perverse, deviant, whatever the word you want to use is, okay?
Broken, and so off, whatever.
So right. You're not even talking about having a normal man in there with these girls. You're talking about having someone who's got something screwed up with him sexually. Mm-hmm. In there with these girls, right? So it's mm-hmm. you're not letting a guy in there, which would be bad enough to let a guy into the girls' dorm, mm-hmm. but you're letting a guy who has something messed up with him sexually that puts him over on the deviant pervert mm-hmm. side.
And it has become, just by listening to them talk, it is a core of their being.
Correct. Yes.
Their sexuality is their identity.
Yeah.
Which means
and it's
that,
an identity rooted in jealousy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's rooted in. Mm-hmm. They can't be a woman, so they're going to pretend mm-hmm. to be a woman.
Sure. The covetousness of it.
Nancy Piercy brings that out in her book, and she's right.
Yeah, it's covetousness also mixed with an intentional departure from Christian, like not even Christian, an intentional departure from traditional norms as it pertains to sexuality.
Natural law.
Mm-hmm. Right, natural law. They're intentionally defying these things. Then you look at the Twitter feed of that person. I forget the guy's name.
Molly Bowman, which is offensive to my Molly.
Yeah.
Carry on.
I don't know what his name really is, though. Mr. Bowman.
Mr. Bowman.
Mr. Bowman with the penis in the girls' ward. So, to me, anyway, I mean, I think that's really the point, but if you have, by your very nature, like, oh, no, there's the tweets. That's what I was talking about. Sorry, sometimes it happens. Mm-hmm. The tweets, like you go on Mr. Bowman's Twitter account and look at the things that are being posted, and it's full-blown, like, roughshod, like, sexual quips and crazy. It's disgusting. And that is the dude that you're going to have in there because everyone is too scared to say something because they're worried about losing their job. And that's the problem.
Yes.
And so I'm not saying that, so yes, Mr. Bowman needs to be fired, but so does every single other person that had anything to do with the decision-making and letting that dude anywhere near those girls.
And
every single one of them needs to be fired, and it needs to be made public.
So, also, who's funding Space Camp?
It's a wonderful question.
I don't know.
NASA?
I don't know if it's totally
I mean, in the story,
off.
That was the thing that I thought. Who's funding this?
Yeah.
And I agree with you. We talked about that yesterday. Why wouldn't you just speak up? Because as a mother, a father of daughters,
yeah,
mine are grown. Are you serious that mm-hmm. you're okay with that and what could have happened?
Yeah.
Or are you going to be willing to wait until something happens to little girls?
Yeah.
Because you're a coward.
Yeah.
That's
and,
all I'll say.
And something
coward.
Happens and then they're like, we didn't see that happening. I mean, we thought trans people that hang out with their penis in the girls' ward was normal. And then when he sexually assaulted this girl, right. We were just really surprised.
And that's why I get back to the, how can they be so blind as to say, well, a man can't be in the girls' dorm. Mm-hmm. Boys don't need to be in the girls' dorms.
Right.
If they're heterosexual.
Right.
But then if they're trans or whatever other definition they may have, they're like, oh, no, it's fine. I can't get there. Mm-hmm. Right? And so many of these reporters are somewhere over there with that. I don't know. We'll